All right, guys, in today's trending sports news, Magic Johnson abruptly resigned as the president of the Lakers after the team's first disappointing season with LeBron James. Now, Magic said he wasn't having fun being a team exec and wanted to go back to being a free bird who can't be handcuffed and be able to tweet about NBA players and topics without being fined by the league. LeBron and some of his Laker teammates decided to party Tuesday night after their season finale loss against Portland. Now, Steve, there are LeBron trade rumors. How do you think the NBA playoffs will look without LeBron?
I mean, you know, I think they're going to look fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're going to look fine. You got enough players out there. Basketball is not one player. Mm-hmm. One player does not determine this league. Mm-hmm. You look over there in Philly, and you got Joel Embiid. You got that Simmons boy. You got Butler over there. You got that other dude that's balling. Then you go up to Boston, and then you got Kyrie, and you got Tatum, and you got them boys. You know, and then you go up there to Milwaukee. And Lord have mercy, come that boy. That boy right there. And they balling. They got players. That little boy, that little dude that came out with the Hawks that I thought wasn't going to be all that hot. Trae Young turned up the flames on their ass.
So you're saying you won't miss LeBron? Are you saying
that? Well, he left Cleveland.
I'm saying in the playoffs.
I mean, he left Cleveland. I told y'all. Yeah. When he left Cleveland, I said the worst place he could go is the Los Angeles Lakers. Mm-hmm. The worst place he could go. Because now at the Lakers, he'll never see the finals again. Houston over there and not with Golden State.
Ever?
No.
LeBron?
No. LeBron will not see the finals again at this stage in his game. And with the inability of the Lakers, because they hated the Lakers, man. Wow. Everybody, and they're not sending no talent over there to the Lakers.
Let me ask you a question. Because Magic Johnson, you know, this is interesting. He was a big part of getting LeBron to the Lakers, you know, this past summer. So,
well,
now he quit.
Well,
and then he quit? You quit?
Well,
you resigned?
I mean, you better know LeBron probably got a little something to say about that. Not he wasn't involved in the firing, but I'm saying he got to be a little put back.
He quit. He quit.
Tommy, what do you think of it? Tell the truth. Magic quit.
You know, there's always a thin line to me with resigning and quitting. I never know which one
he quit
it really is.
Yeah, both of them.
I know
what's being
stated.
Yeah, they the exact same.
Right.
You resign and quit is the same. Then you get fired. That's different to me.
It's all the same.
Yeah. I think resign is corporate. Quit is hood.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And Magic quit. He wanted to control his own destiny. He quit.
So did he quit before? Before the firing came.
He didn't even tell Jeannie Buss.
Yeah. I don't think Magic was going to get fired at all. I think what happened was, I think he saw himself in a bad spot and there's no way out of it.
Because he loves to win.
I don't think he saw a way, just like I didn't see no way of them landing a top free agent. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough to get the boy out of Duke to come with Magic next year, unless they get the lottery pick from somebody, and who in the hell is going to trade away the rights to Zion?
Because
he's a franchise.
Yeah.
Potential. He's the potential that LeBron had when he came.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I just think that he got out. He saw it wasn't going to be nothing. Magic is going to be, I mean, LeBron's going to be hurt because, man.
I'm a Magic fan.
You can. I'm a Magic fan, too.
Yes, we love him.
But I think just talking trash about sports and business and taking outside that that's my boy, I think he got out because there's no way to fix this problem in Los Angeles. Wow. You pissed off all the young talent when you was going to trade all eight of them for Anthony Davis.
Once you made that list now.
Oh, God. All right, up next, the nephew's in the building with today's prank phone call right after this.